to the Entertainment Show. I'm Vicky Letch. Now, this half term sees the UK premiere of a very exciting new live action movie, Ben 10 Race Against Time. Based on the popular animated series, the UK premiere is on Monday morning, 10 a.m. on the Cartoon Network, the 11th of February. Now, before we get stuck in with the cast and crew, let's take a look at a clip.
Tennyson has always been special. You might call him a superhero.
Let's rumble.
But in the quiet town of Billwood, being a hero doesn't exactly help with girls, or bullies, or homework. And when an ancient enemy is freed from his prison, he'll fight his toughest battle yet.
There's no way you can run.
A monster named Eon.
And this time, nothing shall thwart him. Once Benjamin Tennyson is dead.
Ben stop this new enemy before Gwen, Grandpa Max, and all of Bellwood feel his wrath. It's gonna take more than the Omnitrix. It's gonna take a hero.
No!
Come on, let's settle this thing once and for all. Ben 10, Race Against Time, a Cartoon Network original. Only on Cartoon Network.
Looks absolutely fabulous, but of course an awful lot of that is down to the spectacular cast and crew, including Alex Winter, best known for his role as Bill, as the most excellent Bill, I should say, I couldn't resist, sorry, in Bill and Ted, and of course the legendary Lee Majors, $6 Million Man. I'm very excited. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sure.
Marvellous movie. Now, before we carry on, just let you know, we are totally live, and we're live across the nation and across the world as well. Isn't this exciting?
It is.
So if you've got any questions, then just pop them in the box on the screen, submit them, and then I'll make them answer them for you. Yeah?
Great.
Well, They're up for this.
If we can understand them, we'll answer them.
I will speak very slowly. Let's just start off by telling us a little bit about the film.
Well, we made a live-action version of the animated show. So we took all the characters from the show, you know, primarily Ben, Grandpa, Max, and Gwen, and brought them into the real world with the alien heroes as well. So we've got some very exciting special effects and lots of action and the humor of the show and the energy of the show, and it was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
It really was.
And very exciting, of course, for all of you kids at home to be able to see your cartoon, your favorite cartoon characters in real life.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
But did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, we had a fantastic cast, and they brought a lot of life and depth to those characters, and you know, in the States it was it's been a very big hit. I think people have felt a real connection to the seeing those guys real, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did he behave? Yes, you.
Yeah, he did. He ruled the set with an iron fist.
I am Majors, hear me roar.
Yeah,
you know, this is a wonderful shoot that we had with my friend Alex here. He sent me a script and asked me if I wanted to do this little movie for him and for the Cartoon Network, because I wasn't familiar with the Cartoon Network at my age. And so I read his script and said, yeah, I'd love to do it. And well, I was very disappointed when I wasn't doing Ben.
Yeah.
I
thought I was supposed to be doing Ben.
I think I might have lied when I gave you the script.
And then he started saying, no, it's Grandpa. I said, oh, Grandpa, okay.
Well,
I need another whole new generation of fans, so I'll start with the 5 to 12-year-olds. I think I have enough mums out there that appreciate what I've done over the years. So, mums, this is a great one for your kids.
Yeah. Because of him, it's a great one for you, too.
Yeah, it's true. Trust me, you're still a heartthrob. Sweaty palms. Okay, let's start with the questions. You have been absolutely fantastic. We've got thousands of questions, but we do have room for more, so do keep them coming in. Kelvin asks, I am a huge fan of the film. How long did it take to make?
Well, it took us about a year end-to-end when we started working on the script to working out the effects to casting and shooting and all that, and all the post-production on an effects movie takes a very long time.
Yeah.
The shoot itself was it's the better part of a month, I guess. We had a heat wave in L.A. while we were shooting. So we were shooting in very, very hot, very high temperature. So when you see heat blast, it's like real heat ripples coming off of them. Pretty much it is.
You see sweat, it's real sweat.
It's real sweat, yeah.
Because there are quite a few special effects in this.
Yeah, there was a lot of special effects, but it was really important to all of us to keep it grounded with the characters too, and you know, we didn't want it to be a movie where it got lost with the effects. We just wanted because the alien heroes have their own personality too, just like in the show. Yeah. So even though they're CG characters, you want them to have personality as well. So that was a lot of fun. It was challenging but fun.
Excellent. Another one from Alice Howard. Thank you very much, Alice. She says, mm-hmm. Will there be more Ben 10 movies in the future? Greedy?
Come on. You've got the first one, yeah.
Or perhaps
see that? Maybe you'll want another one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they will. Or perhaps a live-action series to complement the cartoon series.
Live action, you know, these are really all questions for Cartoon Network.
Come on,
yeah.
Please, Cartoon Network.
Yeah, please, Cartoon Network. We want a live action CG series. The kids want it, clearly. So just let us know when we start and we'll be there.
I could use the work.
Yeah, we're ready to go. There's a strike about to end. Everybody's ready to work. We hope so. It'd be nice to do another one. And, you know, we certainly talked about ideas for what that would be. So we'll see, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Let's
fingers crossed.
This together as a nation across
yeah,
the world.
That's right.
Connor asks, I would like to say good name, Connor. How did you make all the special effects like a world mutt and heat blast?
Well, they're done mostly in computer animations, no different than any movie that you see. And we had these very talented artists who created the characters, and then we run them through the computers. It takes a very long time, and it's painful and complicated, but
yeah.
They did a great job. I mean, that was very important in making this, and if we couldn't have the effects really compete with everything that kids see, it wouldn't really work.
Yeah.
It wouldn't deliver. And you know, I really wanted kids to love this and really feel like they saw Heat Blast come to life and saw Wild Mutt come to life. So there was a lot of artists working very long hours to make that happen.
Yeah. So kids, you better love it. If not, this man's probably going to hunt you down.
No, it won't be me. It'll be all the animators who slaved away for months on end.
Hours.
No sleep. Yeah.
And is it, so these characters that we're seeing, is it really reminiscent of the cartoons? Are they going to recognize these characters?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we wanted to bring them into the real world. We didn't want it to look cartoony, just like we didn't want the acting and the characters to be cartoony. You know, it was about, so we wanted the whole world to feel real. You know,
okay.
All the people and all the, you know, because you can bring an animated story to life and everything's just replicated, you know. But with this, I just wanted to feel real. So the characters, I mean, you'll recognize Heat Blast, certainly. You'll recognize
Wild
Mutt, but, you know, it's real spit coming out of Wild Mutt's mouth and, you know, it's great.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
What an interesting point to bring.
Well, kids love spit. We learned
kids
that in testing.
Spit. Yeah. What is that
it's
about?
Your guys' fault. You know, it wasn't me.
So yeah. How did it all come about that they decided to do a live version of this particular series?
Well, it's a very successful show, and I've got a 9-year-old boy who's totally addicted to it, and all of his friends are, so I've been watching it for years. And we originally, when I was talking to them, we were going to make a shorter, like more like a live-action super episode, but it just looked like so much fun, we decided to expand it out into a movie event, which is it works better that way, I think.
And Grandpa, Lee.
Okay.
Lee, come on, I'm just joking.
Sure.
Are you now a fan of the cartoon?
I am now.
Yeah.
But I think my grandpa is a lot better looking and younger looking than the one in the cartoon.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I do definitely agree.
Yeah.
Now Sarah wants to know, hi Alex,
Hello.
Loved you in Bill and Ted and wondered what made you get into directing.
Aww. Well, I've been acting.
Find another acting job.
That's right, exactly, yeah. I don't know what to do. It was like I had to start directing. It was terrible. I've been acting and directing kind of side by side the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And directing and writing has always been more my passion than acting. So, you know, as time goes on, my focus has always been more about being behind the camera.
Because you have been doing quite a lot sort of maybe under the radar that people wouldn't necessarily realize with your music videos and your commercials
up,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Thelma and Louise commercials?
I've done a lot of ads here in the UK. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of stuff here in the UK for National Lottery and Peugeot and tons of spots here. Yeah.
And of course, I have to say, he's one of us!
That's right. I am a Brit. Yeah, that's true.
Born and bred. You won't do the accent, though, because I've already asked.
Yeah, you move to America, you lose the accent in about 15 seconds. Yeah, that's what happens.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Do keep those questions coming in, please do. We've got an awful lot still to get through, but we are totally live, so if you want to ask any of these gentlemen anything at all, then please do so. Lee, back to you. What would you say was the most exciting part of making the film for you?
The most exciting part?
Challenging.
When the air conditioning was working, maybe? When it was 115, we were down in this power plant in the very basement, and they kept pumping in this beautiful, wonderful smoke to give that smoke effect, and it was like nobody could breathe. That was probably one of the most exciting.
It looked great on camera, though.
It did. It looked great.
You'll yeah.
see. I just can't wait to feel this. And like you say, it's great for your Legia fans, because you have, my goodness me, just hundreds of thousands of fans.
I don't have them now.
They're all right outside the studio.
They are. Can you hear them? They just... I don't have any
5 to 12-year-olds.
Because you do now.
Everything was before that. So I'm very happy to gain younger fans. And, you know, I just love doing things for the children, because I don't see much out there for children these days to watch, especially in the movie area. A lot of things are too deep, too dark, too sci-fi, and this one is just right there, just enough excitement for them, I think.
I mean, what an incredible gift for you to give, you know, your children, your grandchildren. What an amazing opportunity to say, look what Daddy did.
It is fun, and it's fun to get the kids involved. You know, it's we had a lot of kids on the set, and there's a lot of kids, you know, through the network that are getting involved in the movie here, and that whole process is really fun. You know, we have a scene in our movie where Grey Matter goes nuts in a diner and starts attacking all the kids, and we had half of our cast behind the camera, including my son and all his friends, throwing eggs and pancakes, and it was just like, you know, it was like every day was sort of being, you know, like being in a playground.
Excellent.
Which is nice. Yeah.
Right, another question. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is from Jennifer. Lee, you are such a legend. Did you know this, Lee?
No, not a legend. I'm just, a lucky actor who's done a bunch of series that people have liked, which I...
No, we say
that's the definition of legend, I think.
Yeah.
If you look at the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Iconic or something like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah.
She doesn't leave it there. She does go on to ask, what is your favorite episode of $6 Million Man?
Well, naturally, it has to be kicking Sasquatch behind.
Yes.
Bigfoot. Kicking Bigfoot's behind.
Yeah, that's quite a claim to fame, isn't it?
That was in that suit was a wonderful man, but he was a heck of a big guy.
Was it Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant,
yeah.
A Frenchman, a wrestler.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes,
big wrestler,
I know exactly
who
that is,
He was quite the deal, and when we were shooting this show, real quick, we were at this power plant, and down in this... as I said, filled with smoke. And a fellow came to me from that worked there, and he said, my dad worked here 30 years ago, and he took these pictures of you while you were here shooting.
They shot the Bigfoot episode in the same place we shot Ben
Tyson.
Oh, wow.
I was fighting Bigfoot, and he shows me these big pictures. They're kind of faded. And
right where we were standing.
Me and
great.
Bigfoot going at it, you know. And I'm saying, Alex, it was right here 30 years ago. Now I'm back in the same place.
Yeah, at the same time of year.
So why?
115
now
degrees.
Fighting aliens.
That's right.
Oh, how times change.
Yeah, man. It's just another
go
job.
Yeah. But it's funny, because that's probably the biggest memory from my childhood on TV is that. I mean, that was the biggest thing.
That episode. Nose?
Yeah, Adam the broken nose. That's another story that I owe Lee for my broken nose. I got in a fight with my brother who was playing Steve Austin, who was playing Oscar when we were kids.
He lost.
Oh,
I lost.
And you
That's
lost.
Why I got this nose. Yeah, it's all his fault.
But I don't, you know, a nose, a strong nose makes a man.
It's what, that's what, you know, it's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Right, one final question for you both. This is from Jason. Jason wants to know, or wants to say, thank you for making Ben 10 film. It's my favorite. Was it really fun to make?
It really was. I mean, it was fun. It was hard, but it was fun.
Well, I had more fun because I worked with the kids. They're wonderful, as you will see when you meet them. But Alex didn't have a lot of fun. He was under so much tremendous pressure to put this thing together in such a short time. And I got to admire him for the job he did. It was really a wonderful job.
Oh, that's a lovely, sweet, the broken nose.
Just sucking up for the next
payback.
Just kind of sucking up for the next one.
Yeah, we start next week. Or maybe we don't. Maybe they'll pay me next week.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
A freebie, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much. It was an absolute pleasure to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Right, we are now going to be looking at some exclusive footage. And then on the other side of that, you're going to be meeting the stars of the film. See you in a sec.
The Omnitrix is the source of all of Ben Tennyson's powers.
Well, the Omnitrix, as most kids know, is the big alien watch that Ben finds in the very first episode, which allows him to
fed off the DNA of 10 different aliens.
He turns it until he gets the alien silhouette that he wants, and then he smashes it down.
We created a bit more of a mystery and a storyline around the Omnitrix. It has a really cool payoff at the end that tells us a little bit more about what it is and shows us that it goes a little bit farther than anyone ever thought it went in the past.
At last, my great race will rise from its dark sleep.
For the first time in this movie, the Omnitrix starts to stop working due to this alien dude named Eon.
He shows up in the town, starts blowing stuff up, we don't know why. And during the course of the movie, finally, it has more and more to do with Ben, and more to do with Max, and more to do with the history of Ben's own town, until we have some fantastic reveals at the end.
You will know, you will not be a helpless, simple child. You will be a god. A ruler of worlds.
My name is Christian Anholtz, and I play Eon.
His overall objective is to open a time rift from our galaxy to his galaxy so that they can come into Earth and take over.
I enjoy playing Eon very much, yeah. I've always been a sucker for Darth Vader, so I'm basing a little bit of Eon on Darth Vader. It's great fun. It's pretty hot in costume, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What's about to happen here is inevitable.
I won't let you have the Omnitrix.
It's everything you've ever seen in Ben 10 come to life. That's the bottom line. It's all the action, it's all the character, it's all the imagination, but it's like you're Ben. You're in the driver's seat.